From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Brell with the California Update. In a scathing ruling, a federal three-judge panel has rejected Governor Jerry Brown's request that it lift a court order placing a cap on California's prison population. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
The U.S. Supreme Court has told the state it must reduce its prison population to 137% of design capacity. The state got most of the way there. And in January, Governor Brown filed a motion asking the court to essentially say that's good enough. The answer from the court is a very clear no. The judges write that even though Governor Brown may believe that prison overcrowding is no longer a problem in the delivery of timely and effective health services for inmates, that's no excuse for his failure to comply with the orders of the court. The panel gives the state 21 days to submit a plan to reach the cap, including potentially identifying prisoners for early release, and the judges threaten the state and governor with contempt of court if they don't. The ruling ends with these words: defendants will not be allowed to continue to violate the requirements of the Constitution of the United States. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A California assembly has passed a bill that would prevent lenders from garnishing the wages of students who can't repay private college loans. The bill would not affect federal student loans. Supporters say unlike federal loans, private student loans aren't forgiven in bankruptcy, and lenders can garnish 25% of a student's wages. Republican Assemblymember Shannon Grove opposed the bill. She says the legislation would have unintended effects.
I think it's a good concept of allowing students to have more time to pay back their loans without threat of having their wages garnished. But when you get down to the weeds of it, the idea that private loans may no longer be available to our students is not a good idea, and I urge a no vote.
The California Bankers Association and the California Association of Collectors also opposed the bill. They say the legislation could result in fewer loans and fewer students going to college. The bill passed mainly on a party line vote. It now heads to a Senate committee. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.